The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay Zwirling.
Weighing in on the present immigration mess. First, close the borders. Ignore the marches who wish to undermine our laws. Those here legally must obey the laws, must learn English, vote in English, apply for citizenship, and wait the same amount of time as those who come in legally. No driver's licenses, no voting rights until they become legal citizens. That's what I think. No more amnesty. Furthermore, no more voting ballots in any language other than English. That's idiotic. No more pandering to foreign newcomers. All of these related troubles stem from weakling leaders in both political parties whose main concern is and has always been re-election and vying for newcomers' votes. Those leaders willingly left the borders open. Both political parties for over two decades are responsible for the 11 million illegals here. Thank you, President Ford. Thank you, George Herbert Walker Bush. Thank you, President Clinton, and thank you, George W., for your deliberate failures. Since the word felon has been used so loosely and then crossed out, I submit it is our delinquent leaders, presidents, and Congress who, by their inaction in upholding the laws of our land, are the real felons. There is only one special political leader, like a voice in the wilderness, that stands out, who for years pleaded with the legislature to protect our borders from illegals, criminals, and terrorists. And to him we must say, kudos to you, Tom Tancredo, because you cared and you tried. And another thing, the tail must stop wagging the dog. About the UCSC students' protests, re the military recruiters being on campus. The students should be expelled for leaving their classes, and we the people should withdraw public funds to help them. They're in school to learn their subject matter and not to make policy for the university. And the wimpy, delinquent faculty better shape up or they should be fired. About the regents giving enormous salaries and bonuses to upper employees while denying raises to the lower employees who keep the university functioning, that's wrong. The regents should be replaced. Better still, maybe the public universities, which we the people support, who have 85% liberal professors brainwashing our children, should be closed. For KSCO and KOMY, this is Kay Zwirling.